The progress of the coronavirus vaccines continues, in spite of the ineptitude of New Jersey. Remember, New Jersey missed a deadline, so it's delaying when vaccines at senior centers, nursing homes, veteran centers are starting. Yeah, we'll cross that bridge again in a moment, too. But state officials laid out the first framework on how they plan to distribute the coronavirus vaccines throughout the state. State's going to have six, they're called mega sites, throughout the state. They'll serve as vaccination hubs for the priority groups as they're phased in. The eventual goal is over 200 sites. That'll be part of the state's coronavirus vaccine plan. These six sites are going to be open very shortly and will immediately be in a position to vaccinate frontline healthcare workers and then continue the phased approach depending on the supply of the vaccine to New Jersey. Timing of that progression among the groups, that depends again on the supply to the, how fast the vaccine gets to the state officials. Sites are going to be in Atlantic County, the Atlantic City Convention Center, Bergen County, the Meadowlands Racetrack, Burlington County, Morristown Mall, in Gloucester County, Roman College, Middlesex, New Jersey Convention and Expo Center, and in Morris County, the Rockaway Town Square Mall. Looking at the overall picture, vaccinations in New Jersey hospitals started last month, December 15th. That was for paid and unpaid persons serving those facilities. Again, the vaccines at nursing home senior centers, they started about a week after they should have, December 28th. That's because the state missed the deadline by a day and a waiver was denied by the federal government. New Jersey, by the way, stands alone, the only state that missed that deadline. Why am I not surprised it had something to do with the nursing homes? State had previously counted on around 87,000 doses of the vaccine in a second tranche of Pfizer doses. The total was cut by 38%, with around 54,000. As a result, the revised expectation of Pfizer doses for December wound up being 183,300 doses. That's about a drop of about a third. Goal of the state is to vaccinate up to 2,400 people per day through those six mega sites I mentioned. And along with those sites, community-based sites are going to get set up in various settings and locations all throughout the state. County sites, county local health departments, urgent care centers, federally qualified health centers, some of the retail pharmacies, primary care providers. State's health department will announce an online portal that would let the various groups in the initial phases, and eventually you, to find a vaccination site, register, schedule an appointment. Some of the sites, by the way, are going to offer walk-up or on-site registration as well. The expectation is to vaccinate 70% of eligible adults here in New Jersey in about a six-month period. Now, what might complicate the situation is that mutated strain of the COVID-19 virus, which has already been found in Colorado. But while it's, you know, for lack of a better word, normal for a virus to mutate, it's not for it to happen this quickly. But at least at this stage, this point in time, medical experts are saying the current developed vaccines are believed to be able to handle the mutated COVID-19 virus. So we'll see how all that shakes out. So now that we know we've got the vaccine and where the vaccine is going to be able to be gotten, are people going to take it? Patch.com did a survey of about 4,500 of their readers about vaccines in general, coronavirus vaccine particularly. The first question was, concerning vaccines generally, which of the following statements most nearly describes your views? Almost 73%, 72.8% said, I believe in vaccination and try to keep my own vaccines up to date. 13.7% said, I believe in vaccinations, but don't always keep my own vaccines up to date. A much smaller percentage said, I do not believe in vaccination at all. Regarding the coronavirus vaccines, question was, once the new COVID-19 vaccine was approved, did you then intend to get one? 54% said yes at the earliest opportunity. 26.2% said yes, but only after it's been in use long enough to make sure it's safe and effective. And 16.5% said, no, not getting it. reasons why it's basically the rush to the vaccine that have those who are either doubtful or in the no column thinking the way they do. So the hope is the more that people get it, the more that they successfully get it without side effects, the no numbers will hopefully change to the yes sooner versus later.